Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. 1 Nephi chapter 4. Lehi has been giving blessings to all of his family members because he's here at the end of his life. He just gave a couple of lengthy blessings to his youngest two sons, Jacob and Joseph. In his blessing to Joseph, he talked a lot about Joseph in Egypt and quoted some prophecies that we don't otherwise have from Joseph that were on the brass plates, which are the scriptures he and his family brought from Jerusalem. So here in chapter 4, Nephi is going to give two short verses of commentary on that and then finish up his account of Lehi's final blessings here. So, verse 1. And now I, Nephi, speak concerning the prophecies of which my father hath spoken concerning Joseph, who was carried into Egypt. For behold, he truly prophesied concerning all his seed, and the prophecies which he wrote, there are not many greater. And he prophesied concerning us and our future generations, and they are written upon the plates of brass. So that's all Nephi wanted to say about that. But again, we're reminded that these brass plates had a lot of scriptures on them and a lot of things that are otherwise lost to us. So it's always exciting when Nephi or Lehi gives us bits of what was in there. Verse 3, wherefore, after my father had made an end of speaking concerning the prophecies of Joseph, he called the children of Laman, his sons and his daughters, and said unto them, behold, my sons and my daughters, who are the sons and the daughters of my firstborn, I would that ye should give ear unto my words. For the Lord God hath said that inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall prosper in the land. And inasmuch as ye will not keep my commandments, ye shall be cut off from my presence. So this is wording we've seen a lot in the Book of Mormon. We're going to continue to see it a lot in the Book of Mormon. This promise that if you obey God's commandments, you'll prosper. And if you don't, you will not. Remember, Laman, Lehi's oldest son, is not righteous. He's not obeying the commandments. And so Lehi is speaking to his children and saying, remember this, but he makes a little provision for them here. Verse 5. But behold, my sons and my daughters, I cannot go down to my grave, save I should leave a blessing upon you. For behold, I know that if ye are brought up in the way ye should go, ye will not depart from it. Wherefore, if ye are cursed, behold, I leave my blessing upon you, that the cursing may be taken from you and answered upon the heads of your parents. Wherefore, because of my blessing, the Lord God will not suffer that ye shall perish. Wherefore, he will be merciful unto you and unto your seed forever. So here Lehi says, you know, God has said that we have to obey his commandments or else we will be cut off from his presence, and that would be bad. But you guys, you have knuckleheaded parents, and so it's not really your fault if you do the wrong things because you don't know the right things to do. And so if it turns out that you all grow up and are knuckleheaded, I bless you that you won't be held accountable for that. Instead, your parents will be in trouble. Verse 8, and it came to pass that after my father had made an end of speaking to the sons and daughters of Laman, he caused that the sons and daughters of Lemuel should be brought before him. And he spake unto them, saying, behold, my sons and my daughters, who are the sons and the daughters of my second son, behold, I leave unto you the same blessing which I left unto the sons and daughters of Laman. Wherefore thou shalt not utterly be destroyed, but in the end thy seed shall be blessed. And it came to pass that when my father had made an end of speaking unto them, behold, he spake unto the sons of Ishmael, yea, even unto all his household. So Lehi is blessing everybody here, giving them lots of blessings. And then in verse 11, it seems he's forgotten dear old Sam, his middle child. I like to imagine somewhat humorously that Lehi, you know, finishes up. He's blessed everyone, even the children of Ishmael, who are no relation to him. And he now just lays down and says, and now I die. And someone maybe like Nephi pokes him and is like, hey, dad, what about Sam? Lehi's like, Sam who? And like, oh, Sam, right. And then verse 11. And after he had made an end of speaking unto them, he spake unto Sam, saying, blessed art thou and thy seed, and thou shalt inherit the land like unto thy brother Nephi. And thy seed shall be numbered with his seed, and thou shalt be even like unto thy brother, and thy seed like unto his seed. And thou shalt be blessed in all thy days. And it came to pass, after my father Lehi had spoken unto all his household according to the feelings of his heart and the spirit of the Lord which was in him, he waxed old. And it came to pass that he died and was buried.
So I enjoy that interpretation just because we see over and over Sam being treated as sort of a middle child. Nephi occasionally forgets to mention him, and we don't really know what he's up to. But it occurs to me as we're reading this that Nephi, nowhere in here, records a blessing that Lehi gave to him. It seems that Lehi's intention here was to bless Jacob and Joseph, who were young and needed guidance, and then also bless Laman and Lemuel and their children and encourage them to be righteous because they had not shown that propensity so far. He doesn't bless Nephi, and he just gives Sam this real quick, yeah, you're just like Nephi, you're going to be okay. So really, I don't think we should take this to mean that Sam was forgotten. I think we should take this to mean that Sam was not someone Lehi was worried about. He was on the right path, he was following Nephi, and he was going to do just fine. Verse 13, and it came to pass that not many days after his death, Laman and Lemuel and the sons of Ishmael were angry with me because of the admonitions of the Lord. For I, Nephi, was constrained to speak unto them according to his word. For I had spoken many things unto them, and also my father before his death, many of which sayings are written upon mine other plates, for a more history part are written upon mine other plates. Remember, Nephi created a record, gave the full historical account of his family and of the people that rose from his family, and then God commanded him to make some other plates, and this is a much shorter account, and that's what we're reading right now, of just the spiritual things. And so Nephi is once again mentioning, yeah, I'm not giving all the details here. And now, starting in verse 15, Nephi hits a tangent. And I'm really happy he hits this tangent because he gives us some of the most beautiful verses in the entire Book of Mormon as he pursues this tangent, which lasts the remainder of this chapter. So out of respect to the beautiful words and the introspection Nephi's about to share with us, I'm going to turn off the chatty commentary and I'm just going to read straight through the last half of this chapter so you can hear it all in a go. Verse 15, and upon these I write the things of my soul, and many of the scriptures which are engraven upon the plates of brass. For my soul delighteth in the scriptures, and my heart pondereth them, and writeth them for the learning and the profit of my children. Behold, my soul delighteth in the things of the Lord, and my heart pondereth continually upon the things which I have seen and heard. Nevertheless, notwithstanding the great goodness of the Lord, in showing me his great and marvelous works, my heart exclaimeth, O wretched man that I am! Yea, my heart sorroweth because of my flesh, my soul grieveth because of mine iniquities. I am encompassed about because of the temptations and the sins which do so easily beset me. And when I desire to rejoice, my heart groaneth because of my sins. Nevertheless, I know in whom I have trusted. My God hath been my support. He hath led me through mine afflictions in the wilderness. He hath preserved me upon the waters of the great deep. He hath filled me with his love even unto the consuming of my flesh. He hath confounded mine enemies unto the causing of them to quake before me. Behold, he hath heard my cry by day, and he hath given me knowledge by visions in the nighttime. And by day have I waxed bold in mighty prayer before him. Yea, my voice have I sent up on high, and angels came down and ministered unto me. And upon the wings of his spirit hath my body been carried away upon exceedingly high mountains, and mine eyes have beheld great things, yea, even too great for man. Therefore I was bidden that I should not write them. Oh, then, if I have seen so great things, if the Lord in his condescension unto the children of men hath visited men in so much mercy, why should my heart weep, and my soul linger in the valley of sorrow, and my flesh waste away, and my strength slacken because of my afflictions? And why should I yield to sin because of my flesh? Yea, why should I give way to temptations that the evil one may have place in my heart to destroy my peace and afflict my soul? Why am I angry because of my enemy? Awake, my soul, no longer droop in sin. Rejoice, O my heart, and give place no more for the enemy of my soul. Do not anger again because of mine enemies. Do not slacken my strength because of mine afflictions. Rejoice, O my heart, and cry unto the Lord, and say, O Lord, I will praise thee forever. Yea, my soul will rejoice in thee, my God and the rock of my salvation. O Lord, wilt thou redeem my soul? Wilt thou deliver me out of the hands of mine enemies? Wilt thou make me that I may shake at the appearance of sin? May the gates of hell be shut continually before me, because that my heart is broken and my spirit is contrite. O Lord, wilt thou not shut the gates of thy righteousness before me, that I may walk in the path of the low valley, that I may be strict in the plain road? O Lord, wilt thou encircle me around in the robe of thy righteousness? O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way, but that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedge not up my way, but the ways of mine enemy? O Lord, I have trusted in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm. Yea, I know that God will give liberally to him that asketh. Yea, my God will give me if I ask not amiss. Therefore I will lift up my voice unto thee. Yea, I will cry unto thee, my God, the rock of my righteousness. Behold, my voice shall forever ascend up unto thee, my rock and mine everlasting God. Amen. So that's the end of chapter 4. In chapter 5, Nephi ends this tangent and gets back to his brothers.